I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Liz Culpepper and Deepa Johnny, you two are playing the character Xerxes, or is it Circe?
Well, it's Xerxes on the cover, and then we're doing the Italian, so Circe. Or Circe, right? Circe, yeah.
The English pronunciation is Xerxes.
Yeah.
The Italian is Circe.
I see. You're a tyrannical king. You want your brother's girlfriend, the king's fiance, isn't too excited about the idea. And further complicating the matters, the girlfriend's sister wants her sibling's boyfriend. The sentence here ends with, "What's a king to do?" Both of you are center stage at the beginning, singing to a tree.
Yeah, right.
Dana Tsvakova is costuming the two of you. Curious about how she's got you decked out.
We haven't actually seen our costumes in real life yet. We've gotten a very vague idea of what to expect. So we're wearing, I think, like high-waisted pants with buttons and a blazer. It's supposed to be like somewhat military, but I haven't seen the actual costume. I don't know if you have, Deepa.
I haven't either, but I think the vision is to have it be very gender neutral with costuming because, I mean, so much of the cast is played by women and they want to blur that line. So the costuming kind of has a very gender neutral affect to it.
Now, Kevin Murphy is the conductor, and Kevin is moving into conducting from collaborative piano. Deepa,
I did my undergraduate training in Canada, and then I came to Indiana University for my master's. So far I've been singing for about 6 years now.
What roles did you take on when you were an undergrad?
Well, it was a pretty small program, so we only had musical theater productions. We did Beauty and the Beast, and I sang Belle, and we did a production of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, and I was Lucy in it. So it's quite a jump from Lucy to now Xerxes, which is cool.
Wow. Liz, tell us just a little bit about your background.
My road to opera was a long one. I started my undergraduate degree as a choral conducting major. At a certain point, I decided I didn't want to do that. I ended up switching into early music, and I actually sang as a soprano until I got to IU. Then I switched to opera. It's been a very different experience.
Michael Schell is your stage director, and I'm curious about how Michael is working with you, Deepa.
He is fantastic. You know, he gives us a lot of room to make things our own with the way we play our characters. He gives us really clear, distinct ideas of as far as staging, but there's a lot of room as to what we bring to the character ourselves.
Liz, how you're finding working with Michael?
I love working with Michael. I just feel like he is somebody who does really allow you to develop the character in your own right. You know, he kind of gives us ideas, and there are certain things that we do have to do pretty much the exact same as one another. Despite that, Deepa and I bring a very different attitude and energy to the role. And so the two Xerxes that you'll see, while there are similarities, there's definitely, I think, profound differences as well. It's nice to have a director who's okay with you being your own person and bringing your own background and your own ideas to the role.
Wow, the two of you really couldn't be more different in terms of your backgrounds. Mark Frederick Smith is the set designer. Deepa, what are you seeing on the stage?
Well, we do get to use this giant turntable as part of our staging, which is constantly shifting and rotating, which will indicate a different space in Xerxes' palace. And there's also these giant panels that are kept throughout the stage that will shift in lighting and shadows with some of the arias that we stage. Even though it's a reduced staging set design, it's still very effective with what we're doing here.
In talking with the two Xerxes, or Circe, Liz Culpepper and Deepa Johnny, they'll be on stage in Xerxes on Friday, March 5th at 7:30, Saturday, March 6th at 7:30. They'll be alternating, and I don't know which is which. You'll have to tune in for both of them at the IU Opera Theater I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.